you like your holiday entertainments to be sweet without being saccharine, sentimental yet honest, and familiar while seeming fresh, you should rush to Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany before Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley closes on December 23rd. Miss Bennett is that entertainment that should please almost everyone. It's funny, romantic, and heartwarming. It's a rather simple story about a very bright woman who is doomed to be a spinster until she meets a man who is a mirror image. When the pair meet, the audience knows they are perfect for each other. We also know that getting them together won't be easy. It takes place at Christmas time in England, 1850. It's an era when social structures are rigid, further inhibiting two people who are already socially inhibited. Add a few twists, a surprise or two, and the task of getting the two to unite becomes complicated. Indeed, the plot is so familiar that you think the source material might be a film found on the Hallmark television channel. That couldn't be further from the truth. Miss Bennett is an imagined sequel to Jane Austen's novel, Pride and Prejudice. In this work, created by Lauren Gunderson and Margot Maucon, the central figure is Mary, the middle Bennett sister. It's 2 years after the conclusion of that beloved novel, and the family is visiting Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy at their Pemberley estate. Mary hasn't changed much. She's used to being the smartest person in the room, and one way or another makes everyone else aware of it. When a chance guest appears and shares every one of her interests, as well as her idiosyncrasies, it's immediately clear to the audience that Mary and Mr. Arthur Dubourg will be united in the 2 hours and 10 minutes the romantic comedy takes to unfold. Thankfully, it unfolds in a delightful manner. The awkward couple are funny and bright. The complications are both outrageous and believable. And because the creators have kept the structured language of Austen intact and show the sisters as still independent, smart, and loyal, you buy into everything you know about them from Pride and Prejudice. And if you know nothing about the novel, it makes no difference, because you grow fond of the characters anyway. The acting is solid throughout, but it works because of Connie Costanzo as Mary and Sean Millott as Arthur. Costanzo is a delight as the woman who realizes she wants more from life than she's been offered. Her transformation is gradual, honest, and joyful. Millott's Arthur is a less complicated figure, which makes him a character about whom you can care. He's the original overthinker, and his confusion about his feelings for Mary are both funny and touching. Anchoring their compatibility and adding to their discomfort is the mutual respect each has for personal and social obligations to others. Though not a musical, there's a lot of music offered by Josh Smith on piano and Lauren Wainwright on violin. The two work very hard at being unobtrusive, yet they make major contributions to every scene. Thanks to the staging of Maggie Mancinelli-Cahill, they become important figures in the play. Mancinelli-Cahill is terrific at finding both the mood and pace of the work. There are a number of scenes in a play, but it all moves smoothly. The director wisely uses the transitions to tell mini-stories that enhance and elaborate on the relationships of all the characters. Add colorful costumes, an open and attractive set, and you'll have an entertainment that's hard to resist. Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley is a story about good people who care for each other and strive to always do the right thing. What more could you ask from a holiday show? Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley is the Capitol Repertory Theater, Albany, through December 23rd. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-445-7469 or go to capitalrep.org. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.